was faithful to Jesus, the apostle and high priest of our confession. He was faithful to the one who appointed him, just as Moses stayed faithful, alone of all God's house. But Jesus has been found worthy of greater honor than Moses, just as the builder of a house receives more honor than the house itself. Of course, every house is built by someone, but the builder of all things is God. Moses was faithful as a servant in all of God's house, serving as a witness to the things that were to be revealed later. Christ, on the other hand, is faithful over God's house as the heir. And we are God's house. If we persevere to the end, firmly holding on to our confidence in the hope of which we boast. A word from our Holy Scriptures for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
We bless Curtis because he and Gary and Olivia and a few others are heading off to the Dominican Republic in, what is it now, 8 days or something? Next week. They love going and they do a baseball camp every year. So if you ever want to go, speak to Curtis. You are God's house. And it's great to be home. There's no place like home, and it really does feel like coming home. And to be clear, I don't mean the building. Just a few weeks ago, Lee and I were at St. Peter's Cathedral in Vatican City and many other churches in Rome and around Italy, and there were certainly grander buildings than this that we saw, but they didn't feel like home. Home is where the place where we feel safe and comfortable and most like ourselves. And that's generally the place where we feel unconditionally loved and accepted for who we are and with people who know us and want the best for us. That's home. And we are very fortunate people if we have that. For we see a lot of people coming through our doors here who have no support, no family support, no financial support, and they struggle to live. So we are grateful when we have home to come to. That's what the church is all about, unconditional love. Churches that put conditions on who is in and who is out, in my opinion, is not God's house. For God invites everyone in that some may find God's love and be changed by it. You are God's house. We are God's house. Individually and collectively, we are God's house. And often we, the church, do not get this. We, these bodies that we walk around in, are God's house. We are the ones of all people in the world who practice radical hospitality, inclusive love, extravagant generosity, and outrageous hope. We are the people where if we deem somebody the worst human on earth, whatever you can imagine that to be, the worst human on earth, we are the people where we are the house where you can come and find a soft landing. Because we believe that love changes people and that we are that love. This is what we are actually saying when we are affirming. That everyone is welcomed and affirmed for who they are because they were made by God and because God loves them. Which doesn't mean we are accepting of all behaviors. We cannot look the other way when people harm themselves or others. We expect people to be loving. Yet we believe that love is the most powerful force on earth and that love changes people. And to leave anyone out of that love is to proclaim that God is not enough. Anyone want to say, God is not enough? We are the house that God built and continues to build. The writer of Hebrews, from the passage that is just read, says that every house has a builder. Now that's self-evident. There is no house that exists on earth that doesn't have a builder. Nothing gets built by itself. But the writer goes on to say that God is the original and ultimate builder of all things, providing everything that we need for life and for building the world. That's why everyone and everything on earth is sacred, because God made it, provided it. Creation itself is the greatest evidence for God, because it's here, simply because it's here. There's nothing that exists without something behind its existence. A builder. And just because we can't always get along in the church, which we can't, doesn't mean that God isn't behind the church doing amazing things that we can't yet imagine. Tomorrow is the 99th anniversary of the United Church of Canada, June 10th. The church was inaugurated 99 years ago tomorrow. On Tuesday, we start the 100th year of the United Church of Canada. This congregation actually has been around longer than that. We celebrated 100 years of being the United Church in 2017, and it had become the United Church anticipating that the United Church would come into being eventually. So it called itself the United Church in 1917. It has been around. I just read that this year is the celebration of the 120th anniversary of the of Okotoks. This church has been around as long as that. It has been vital to the health of the community, as it has offered support and spiritual care to thousands of people over the years. It has been a faith home for hundreds of people, and it has baptized and confirmed, married and buried hundreds more. When discussions started in the early 1900s to create the United Church of Canada, it was the hope of those founders that this new denomination would become the only Protestant denomination in Canada. That it would encompass Christians of all beliefs and show the world that Christians could work together to create a church that was open for all people. And however, what was also going on in the world in that period of history was that humans were very optimistic about what humans could do. They believed humans could do anything if they put their minds to it. Sadly, the church never achieved that dream. Never brought them together. And while several denominations did merge into the United States to make it the largest Protestant denomination in Canada, that one church ideal never got to the ground. I don't know why I keep cutting in and out. The United Church has advocated for justice, provided billions of meals, prayer shawls. It has started food banks and hospitals and schools and community centers. They have tended to the poor and the ill and families and the bereaved. The United Church of Canada has been woven into the fabric of the country and has been on the forefront of issues of justice and well-being for the people. They were vital to the communities and to faith and to the building of the country. Of course, the United Church has made mistakes. We have perpetrated injustice in some cases. People have been disappointed by the stance we have taken on many things. Even in the United Church, there have been splits over issues around war, around sexuality, around many issues. We have dragged our feet where we should have been at the forefront of creating change and caring for people. It just proves that we are human and imperfect. And we can't do everything that we might like to do. Yet the church remains 99 years later, weathering many issues, scandals, challenges, and loss. Does anybody remember Lee pastored in this church, Right Reverend Bill Phipps, when he was moderator of the United Church? And he created one of the biggest scandals when he got in the papers and said Jesus is human. Caused a lot of problems. Yet we remain 99 years later. The church, United Church isn't what it once was, nor should it be. Everything changes. Not my day here. My screen has frozen. I don't know what to say. I'm just going to have to wing it. You know what? But now we're looking to the future and what we could be. What do we need to be relevant for people in these communities for years to come? That visioning is actually taking place right now to celebrate the 100th anniversary. The question for this community is, how do we continue to make this community of faith vibrant and vital for the health, well-being, and wholeness of people and the community for years to come? How do we make this place a home where people can come and feel safe and cared for and comfortable? That's the responsibility who calls this their spiritual and faith home. I can't do it. The leadership can't do it. We all have to do it together. The church is only as good as the relationships we build and go for each other. When we belong to a community, we all have a role to play in making a safe, comfortable, and caring place. How are you doing at that? How am I doing at that? There's no place like home. You are home. We are home. I'm deeply grateful for this place where God can be found and lives can and are being changed. Let's make it a home for people for years to come. Let's take a moment. Reflection.